Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Dr. Pam Popper, 1-614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Dr. John McDougall has termed the industry that has developed around DEXA scans and drugs to treat the mythical conditions osteopenia and osteoporosis the broken bone business. Most people who are diagnosed with these conditions don't have them, and if they do, the drugs prescribed are horrible options. They don't work, and increasing evidence shows that they do more harm than good. In fact, just a couple of months ago, the FDA issued a safety announcement about the class of drugs used to treat these conditions, bisphosphonate drugs. The announcement included instructions to add a statement concerning the increased risk of femur fractures to the warnings and precautions sections of the labels of the drugs. The announcement said that while these fractures are uncommon, they, quote, have been predominantly reported in patients taking bisphosphonates, end of quote. In other words, the drug people take to reduce the risk of fractures increases the risk of fracture in one of the strongest bones in the body. And that's very, very concerning. Now, the drugs affected by this Fosamax, Fosamax plus D, Actinel, Actinel with calcium, Boniva, Reclass, and all the generic products that are in this class as well. Now, the FDA also addressed another issue, which I think is very concerning, which is how long people should take the drugs, stating that, quote, the optimal duration of this 5-minute treatment for osteoporosis is unknown. Studies have supported use for 3 years, and in some cases 5 years, but there is currently no data supporting use beyond 3 to 5 years, although patients are routinely prescribed drugs for those periods of time. The FDA will now require that the lack of data supporting long-term use be placed in the drug insert as well. And the FDA further requires that a medication guide be given to all patients when they pick up their prescriptions that discuss these issues. The advisory included instructions for healthcare professionals, such as discussing the risks with patients, which I don't believe happens very much at all, examining patients with new thigh or groin pain to rule out fractures of the femur, and reevaluating the need to take the drugs at all. Now, I think this is a stark contrast to the ads on television featuring Sally Field, who is shown gleefully working out at the gym and participating in activities inspired by a visit to MyBoniva.com, where patients are given advice about how Boniva can help them and how they can build healthy bones by drinking low-fat milk and exercising and taking Boniva. And by the way, I don't watch much television, so the fact that I've seen that ad a bunch tells you how many times it's on the air and how much is being spent promoting it. But the bottom line is these drugs are dangerous for anybody. In addition to increasing the risks of fractures, they cause digestive disorders, damage to the esophageal tube, and other serious side effects. And perhaps the most important issue is that they're always prescribed to people who don't need to take them. I can't think of a population for whom I would recommend these particular drugs. So this is a really egregious example of how the medical profession and the drug companies can create a great business opportunity without any justification. They invent a problem to solve, which is what happens with these drugs, rather than solving one that actually exists and doing something useful. And if you're interested in more information about these osteoporosis drugs, there are lots of articles posted in the HealthFace online library. I continue to send out messages about this particular issue because there are so many people taking these drugs, and every day I hear from somebody who's been prescribed one of these drugs or told that they have osteopenia, and so it's a big enough issue that there are still many people that we need to reach. That's all for now, and have a great day.